Now I am going to discuss about the distributions of different important minerals in India. You know, I already explained you that in India, mineral is not ubiquitous. That means mineral is not found everywhere. It is localized. And you all know from the chapter 1 resource, minerals are localized and non-renewable resources. In India, minerals are found basically in the Plateau region and the Deccan Trap region. And specifically, Chotanagpur Plateau is important in India because this is called storehouse of mineral of India. Now I have to explain different type of minerals and their location state-wise rank. So first commander is ferrous mineral. Ferrous means, I already explained, ferrous means that contain iron. So under ferrous, first one is iron ore. In iron ore is a basic mineral and the backbone of our industrial development. That means iron and steel industry. Iron and steel industry is called the basic industry in India because it is a base of economy and major distributions of manufacturing product from iron ore or iron and steel. That is why in manufacturing sector, iron and steel industry play a major role. You know, in India, endowed to its family abundant resource of iron ore. And also, India is rich in good quality of iron ores. You know, iron ores are different types: magnetite, hematite, limonite, and siderite. Magnetite are high grade iron ore or very high content of iron, that is more than 70% of iron. Hematite are quite lower than grade of magnetite, and siderite is a low quality of iron ore. So magnetite, hematite, siderite, and the limonite iron ore is one of the important because it is reddish color and the iron content basically 50 to 60% sometimes. But basically in India, this kind of iron ore exists only 40% of iron. So first thing I have to explain, which states rank 1 in iron ore productions. According to 2016 and 17 from the Mining Resource of India, Odisha ranked 1 in iron ore production. Total 52% of total production exists in Odisha. The second rank belongs to Chhattisgarh, 16%, Karnataka, 14%, Jharkhand, 11%, and other states are 7%. So, if the question will come in examinations, which state ranked 1 in iron ore productions, your answer will be Odisha, 52%. You know, there is also an important question for examinations for 5 marks. There is a major iron ore belts of India. You know, in India, basically, there are 4 major belts. First one is Odisha-Jharkhand belt. Second one, Durg, Bastar and Chandrapur belt of Chhattisgarh and Maharashtra. Third one is Ballari, Chittadurga, Chikmagaluru in Karnataka belt. And last one, Maharashtra Goa belt. So one by one I have to explain these all belts. You know, all belts include some different important mines of India. So you need to know the mine's name for map pointing work and 1 marks question. So first thing I have to explain, Odisha Jharkhand belt. You know, in Odisha, high grade hematite ore or high grade hematite iron ore is found in Badampur mine in Mayurbhanj and Kendujhar district. So in Odisha, two important places, Badam Pahar and Mayurbhanj, these are two important places including Kendujhar district. Next thing, in adjoining Singhbhum districts of Jharkhand, hematite iron ore is mined in Gua and Nuamundi. That means in Odisha, two important mines, that is basically Badam Pahar mines in Mayurbhanj and Kendujhar district, and Singhbhum districts of Jharkhand, where Gua and Nuamundi are the mine. Clear? Next is Durg, Bastar and Chandrapur district of belt in Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh. You know, very high grade hematite are found in famous Bailadila range of Bastar district of Chhattisgarh. In Chhattisgarh, Bailadila mining or mine is an important The range includes 14 deposits and one of the richest in India also. You know, iron ore from these mines is exported to Japan and South Korea via Visakhapatnam port. So this is very important. Next is Balli, Chittadurga, Ballari, Chikkamagaluru and Tumakuru belt of Karnataka. You know, the Kundremukh mine is important in Western Ghat, that is 100% export unit. You know, Kundremukh is one of the important mine sector existing in Karnataka, that is 100% utilization in export of iron ore. And Kundremukh deposit are also known as the largest in the world. So, world largest iron ore deposit mine, that is Kundremukh in Karnataka. Next thing is Maharashtra Goa belt, that includes the state of Goa and Ratnagiri district of Maharashtra. You know, these are also used for highly or very high quality of iron ore explorations or export through Manmagao port. That means Manmagao port exists in Goa, and through this port the iron ore are exported to Japan, South Korea and various sector of countries. So these four belts you need to study very nicely so that you don't have any problem face in the examinations. Next thing, I have to explain the manganese. You know, manganese is mainly used in the manufacturing of iron and steel and ferromanganese alloy. You know, nearly basically 10 kilograms of manganese is required to manufacture 1 ton of iron and steel. It is also used in manufacturing of bleaching powder, insecticides and paints. You know, in India, overall productions, just remember the name, Madhya Pradesh ranked 1 in case of manganese production according to 2016 and 17. Madhya Pradesh recorded 27% of manganese production in India, while the second rank belongs to Maharashtra and Odisha, 25%. So, manganese is in Madhya Pradesh, iron ore is in Odisha. Next is non-ferrous mineral. You know, India reserves and productions of non-ferrous minerals is not very satisfactory. Because, you know, how are these minerals, which include copper, bauxite, lead, zinc, gold, play a vital role in a number of metallurgical and engineering and electrical industries. Let us study according to your NCERT syllabus only, the copper and bauxite specifically. The first thing I have to explain is copper. You know, copper is an important, India is certainly deficient in the reserve and production of copper. You know, Khetri copper belt, once upon a time, it's the world's oldest and largest copper belt. Khetri copper mines in Rajasthan. The Balaghat mine of Madhya Pradesh, Khetri mines in Rajasthan and Singhbhum district of Jharkhand are the leading producers of copper in India. So maximum copper found in India, basically you have to say the Jharkhand, second is Rajasthan Khetri mine, and third one is Madhya Pradesh according to 2016 and 17. Next is bauxite. You know, through several ores content aluminium and it is formed bauxite. You know, aluminium can form different ores. First ore name is bauxite and second ore name is alumina. That means aluminium have specifically two important ore, that is bauxite and alumina. You know, there is an important organization in India exists, that is called NALCO, National Aluminium Corporations of India. That is a government sector undertaking or a government sector production unit of aluminium in India. And these NALCO organizations maintain and regulate overall aluminium production distributions in India in the case of bauxite. You know, India's bauxite deposits are mainly found in basically Amarkantak Plateau, Maikal Hill and the Plateau region of Bilaspur and Katni region. You know, Odisha is an important role in this case because in Odisha, according to 2016 and 17, 49% of bauxite is produced. And second rank is belongs to Gujarat. So Odisha ranked one in bauxite production. Keep in mind. You know, Odisha was the largest bauxite producing state in India, and specifically Panchapatmali deposit in Kolhapur district are the most important bauxite deposit in the state. You know, this is important for your map mindings. Panchapatmali deposit mine or Panchapatmali mine in Kolhapur district of Odisha is an important mine for bauxite. Next is non-metallic minerals. You know, under non-metallic minerals, according to your CBC curriculum, my first thing is mica. You know, mica is a mineral made up of series of plates or leaves. It's splitted easily into thin sheets. These sheets can be so thin that thousands can be layered into a mica sheets for a few centimeters or highs. You know, mica can be clear, black, gray in nature. You know, there is basically two types of mica that exist. One is muscovite mica. One is biotite mica. Muscovite mica is transparent and biotite mica is not transparent, it's translucent. Sometimes its color is black or gray. You know, in India or in the world, mica is very important because, you know, it is dielectric and low power loss factor. You know, that is why for insulating or fuse wire, micas are used because it's resistance to high voltage. That is why mica is important mineral for our study. That is, mica is dielectric and its resistance is very high. That means ohmic resistance is very high. That is why micas are used in basically electric and electronic industry. You know, mica deposits are found in the northern edge of Chotanagpur Plateau. In Kodama, Gaya, Hazaribagh belt of Jharkhand is a leading producer. That means in Jharkhand, Kodama mine is important for mica. And Jharkhand is a leading state for mica production. You know, in Rajasthan, there is also micas there. In Ajmer, even Nellore, mica belt of Andhra Pradesh is important also for producing of mica. So in mica, you have to note it down important facts. Because first is, mica is a layered mineral because it has a lots of layers. Second is, mica is dielectric. It is low power loss factor. It resistance to high voltage. That is why mica is used in electric and electronic industry. Jharkhand Kodama mine is important for mica and Jharkhand ranked one in mica production. Next is rock mineral. You know, rock mineral means first one, that is limestone. You know, limestones metamorphic in the form of marble. I think you all, some of you know, even after we are using marble in our bathroom, your floor, that means everywhere. So this marble, it's a metamorphic form, limestone. You know, limestone is found in association with rock composed of calcium carbonate or calcium and magnesium carbonate. It is found in sedimentary rock of most geological formations. You know, limestone is a basic raw material for the cement industry and essentials for smelting of iron ore in the blast furnace. You know, blast furnace is a particular instrument or machines that is used for smelting of iron. That means for smelting of iron, which mineral is used? That is limestone. You know, according to 2016 and 17, Rajasthan ranked 1 in limestone production and Rajasthan recorded 21% of limestones, whereas Madhya Pradesh ranked 2 and Andhra Pradesh also ranked 2, then ranked 3 is Chhattisgarh and Karnataka, Gujarat, Tamil Nadu, Telangana and other territories. That means under rock mineral, limestone production maximum is in Rajasthan. That is why whenever you visit in Rajasthan, then you can find a lots of marble structure, a lots of marble work, including some handloom or handmade marble work in found in Rajasthan specifically. That is why Rajasthan is important region for marble productions and marble industry, because of limestone production is maximum. So according to your NCERT curriculum, these minerals are exist and you need to study all of the minerals. So again, I start a small revise the state rank wise. Look, first is iron ore. Maximum iron ore productions that is exist in Odisha. Second is manganese. You already know basically the manganese maximum producing by Madhya Pradesh. The next thing, the next iron ore is copper. You know, the copper maximum produced in Jharkhand. And in this part, you all need to know the oldest copper mine is Khetri in the world. Next is bauxite. You know, bauxite leading state is Odisha. Next is mica. Mica is also Kodama and Hazaribagh belt, that is Jharkhand. And limestone, that is Rajasthan. So these important minerals you need to study. This chapter you need to study very fluently and minutely to understand the next chapter, that is manufacturing industry. If anybody doesn't properly understand this chapter, then it will be very difficult to study the next chapter, manufacturing industry. Because in this chapter of mineral and resource region, you need to know important state name and different mine areas names, so that it helps in the next chapter. So next thing, I have to explain the hazard of mining.